NewsTalk.com studios. It's The Real News with your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Tuesday, September the 25th, 2018. I'm David Knight, your host. It just gets stranger and stranger, doesn't it? As I tweeted out this morning, I said we've got Democrats who want to lecture us on the evil of all men, but they pretend that they can't tell the difference between men and women. That's what we see with this transgender confusion that is being pushed on children. And we understand the real issue here. They're trying to pretend that children in kindergarten can determine what their gender is. And the implication of that is that they can consent to sex. This is where we're headed. And we understand this. This is one of the reasons why you see so much preoccupation by the Democrats with the lurid stories being put out by the porn lawyer, Avenatti, and how they pretty much ignore what's going on in the Catholic Church hierarchy. Well, we're not going to ignore that. We're going to talk to Leo Zagami today about what is happening. He's going to talk to us on some updates on the Pope. Very troubling things are being revealed about the political establishment within the Vatican. And they have abandoned all of their traditional concerns and any concerns that you would think somebody would be concerned about as Christians, especially their concern about protecting innocent children. No, they put their bureaucracy, their organization, above the concerns of protecting children. And as we look at this, we're going to take a look at some of the things that have been done in the last 24 hours with this Kavanaugh hearing. I think what we've seen with Ronan Farrow, as well as with Avenatti and CNN, I mean, they really have jumped the shark or something. It has really gotten crazy. And of course, you've got Yale letting kids out of school to go protest Kavanaugh. And we see this happening at a restaurant as Ted Cruz and his wife are driven out of a restaurant with people chanting, we believe the survivors. We believe the survivors. Well, I believe that everybody is entitled to say, make accusations, and I believe that everybody is entitled to have a fair hearing. And obviously, they don't believe the survivors when there's two of them coming after the guy who is currently the chair of the DNC, or maybe it's the vice chair, Ellison. Are they hectoring him out of the DNC? I don't think so. We understand what this really is, and this is really a political bias. But when we go back and we take a look at the fact that the Democrats, who say they are so concerned about protecting women from sexual harassment, as I also tweeted out this morning on Libertarian, you can find me on Twitter, they want to protect women, they say, from sexual harassment, but they demand that men be allowed into women's restrooms and into locker rooms and into showers. And it was just a couple of years ago that we had the Obama administration threatening to withhold funding from schools if they didn't do that. At the same time, you had judges who still had a trace of rationality coming back and saying, we're going to make this determination based on biological conditions. Based on biological conditions. We just had a story out of a hospital saying that they are not going to put any gender indications on the babies in the hospital because they don't want to stereotype them. And I would ask, why do we say that so-and-so is expecting a baby boy or a baby girl in a couple of months? How do we determine that? How do we determine that? Is there some kind of a biological clue that we get? Is there something that is objective? Is it biological, objective, and binary? Yes, it is. B-O-B, the answer to LGBT is B-O-B, biological, objective, and binary. We're going to make common sense common again. And we're going to restore our sanity. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us, and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, Infowars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros and globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Tuesday, September 25th, 2018. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to talk about the latest insanity. The porn party, that's what the Democrat Party has become. And as some people are pointing out, this could be just a little bit less than a year after the Me Too movement began with Ronan Farrow's story about Harvey Weinstein. Very important that he did that. Of course, we all knew about the casting couch, but to see how pervasively it had been used to put a name and a face on it was very important to do. But now, after winning a Pulitzer Prize, he's so eager for a follow-up that he did some very dodgy things, but not nearly as dodgy as what CNN did with Avenatti. Avenatti got really naughty on CNN, and we're going to play some of that. And we have to wonder what this confirmation hearing is going to be like when the porn party shows up to question the Supreme Court justice, and that's really what the Democrat Party has become. It's insanity what we're seeing now from these people. So we're going to get into that in the next segment. Before we do, I want to follow up on the news that broke yesterday during the program about Rod Rosenstein reportedly resigning verbally and then heading over to the White House, because we had Fox News and other people pick up on the fact that, hey, he's headed over there now. So that confirms what Axios had put out. Before we do, real quickly, let's get video clip number five, because Louis Gohmert was talking about Rosenstein and really why he needs to be fired. He really does need to be fired. Now, there are political considerations. We were right here at the cusp of an election. We're trying to get a Supreme Court confirmation through. I understand that kind of stuff. And, you know, we know what the right thing is to do, but we also know that there are political considerations. And we know how these things are going to be spun. So we'll leave this timing of what's going to eventually happen, I think, one way or the other after the election. We'll leave that up to President Trump to pick his timing, because he's the political genius on this stuff, not me. I just look at this stuff and say, that's wrong. He needs to go. Now, you pick how, when, and why. I would suggest that when President Trump gets rid of Rod Rosenstein, that he do it the same way he did with James Comey. I would suggest that he waits until Rod Rosenstein is away, speaking at an event, preferably thousands of people. And just before he goes on, President Trump can release the information to CNN, because we know that he'll see it on CNN, because CNN pays to have their broadcast put up everywhere in public. Nobody would watch it otherwise. But anyway, just before Rod Rosenstein goes on to speak, he can release it, and Rosenstein will see up on the CNN monitor, Trump fires Rod Rosenstein, the same way that he did with James Comey, just before he was about to address a lot of people at the FBI as he was traveling. I think that would be a great way to break the news to him. But let's break the news to you that Rod Rosenstein is in open rebellion to President Trump, as he was before President Trump went to meet with Vladimir Putin. Remember, Rod Rosenstein, if he was loyal, if he was working in the best interest of the government and the elected official executive of the government, which would be the president that he works for, if he wasn't trying to undermine him, he wouldn't, at the 11th hour after President Trump had left town, hold a press conference on a Friday evening and talk about how he was indicting people in a foreign country. yeah, I've got the Dirty Dozen Russians, and look at this, we got this. And it was absolutely nothing but a show trial meant to undermine detente, which used to be a good thing. It used to be a good thing when the two countries that have 90%+ of the nuclear weapons ease strained relations. But now Washington wants to strain relations. We don't want detente. We want war. And that in and of itself is a reason to get rid of Rod Rosenstein. But here's what Gohmert had to say about Rosenstein and the pushback against a direct order from President Trump.
And all of the text and other documents that the president has ordered released to the public unclassified.
This is Lou
Your
Dobbs.
Reaction?
I think it's fantastic what the president's doing. It is for transparency. And by the way, Lou, having reviewed some of the things with regard to Hillary Clinton's case, and boy, is she one to talk about obstructing justice and being above the law. I mean, she violated every kind of law and is still out there taking pot shots. But the trouble that I see right now is whoever prepared the declassification order did not put a date by which it had to be declassified and made public. Mm-hmm. And therefore, he still has enough deep staters in the Justice Department. Of course, Jeff Sessions recused himself, so you got Rosenstein. Well, every time we have seen something be unredacted, it wasn't about sources and methods. We want to protect those. But every time it has been self-serving to protect the people who have been violating federal regulations, violating protocol of the Justice Department, or violating the law.
That's right. And as he said, the problem with the order was it didn't have a date on it. Well, there is no date on Rod Rosenstein leaving the White House either, or the Department of Justice. But it appears that it's going to happen. As Reuters was saying, after a chaotic day, Rosenstein stays in the job. Rosen resign, I guess we could say. He will meet, however, on Thursday to discuss with President Trump whether or not he will stay in his job. President Trump, of course, is at the U.N. That's one of the things that has everybody rushed to the fact that we had this story come out of Axios. And then as people saw that Rosenstein was headed to the White House, and some people noticed, wait a minute, Trump is at the U.N. And this was a meeting that had already been set up before. At the request of Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, he and President Trump had an extended conversation to discuss the recent news stories. Now, that was White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders saying that on Twitter. And then at the U.N., people got a comment from President Trump about Rosenstein. He said, we'll be meeting at the White House and we'll be determining what's going on. We want to have transparency. We want to have openness. I look forward to meeting with Rod at that time. Shortly after the Times story, Trump had told supporters at a rally in Missouri that there is, quote, a lingering stench at the Justice Department, and we're going to get rid of that, too. And he's not talking about sending over some new deodorant and soap to Rod Rosenstein. Now, after that report came out yesterday morning, and again, that came out towards the end of this show, and we reported what Axios had reported. U.S. Treasury yields fell as much as 2 basis points after the Axios report, so it had an immediate effect on the stock market. Jonathan Swan, the Axios reporter who initially broke the news that Rod Rosenstein had verbally resigned and subsequently triggered a drop in the Dow that erased billions of dollars in value, has issued an important clarification, says Zero Hedge, that as fate would have it, changes the story from a major news cycle dominating revelation to a barely noteworthy tidbit. After sparring with Vanity Fair reporter Gabriel Sherman, who suggested that Swan got played by White House insider looking to distract from the second Kavanaugh revelation, Swan has admitted that the phrasing of his initial report was a little off. He said he meant to say that Rosenstein had verbally offered his resignation to Chief of Staff John Kelly. He said, note for readers, I regret the way that I wrote this morning's version of the story. By saying that Rosenstein had verbally resigned to Kelly rather than offered his resignation, I conveyed the certainty that this fluid situation did not deserve. It's an important nuance. I regret the wording. Yeah, that you might want to get a thesaurus to look that up a little bit. Make sure next time you get that right. According to the narrative, Bloomberg reported that Kelly and Rosenstein discussed the Deputy Attorney General's resignation late last week, and the White House accepted it and considered Rosenstein's departure a done deal, said a Bloomberg source. So now this is not just Axios, but this is Bloomberg. Again, I'll repeat. Last week they talked about it, and Bloomberg said they considered this to be a done deal. So I don't know that this guy at Axios got it completely wrong. Certainly the timing was off, but this may be something that is, in fact, happening. A second person familiar with the matter said earlier Monday that Rosenstein had been expected to be gone from the job by day's end. But a second person said Rosenstein is still the deputy attorney general and no formal resignation was tendered. He doesn't ever want to leave. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee beans. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
X2, we were selling it for about 3 years, and then they found out how big it was and how much we were buying, and they said, oh, we want more money, and oh, this and that. And so I've broken my contract, and right now we can't get more of this proprietary ingredient that goes in X2. It literally is so pure that if you put it in a pinker dish on top of a 90-degree hot plate, it gases like I Dream of Jeannie, and it's this purple gas. I mean, that is so pure, it just goes right into your body when you take it. We're working on trying to get other suppliers right now, but I bought a huge amount of it, ordered it 6 months ago, so I get the price down, and I said, if you don't lower it, I'm done, I'm breaking the contract. Well, I broke the contract last week. And so this is potentially the last run. In fact, right now it is the last run of Survival Shield X2. And we've got a good supply of it, but it'll be gone in a couple months. X2, if you haven't experienced it, InfoWarsStore.com. If you have experienced it, you know how great it is. I suggest you stock up on it. It's available right now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com. It's 25% off right now.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
with us, Sting. And, of course, that's the hooker background track as part of the movie The Sting. But it's kind of looking like this. We've now got the Democrats turning into a porn party, and we've got Avenatti teasing the appearance of a new accuser and getting down and dirty on CNN. We got all the details here, but first, a big setback for the porn lawyer. His client, Stormy Daniels, and her defamation suit. Well, the few times you'll find her in a suit. Judge Otero said in the U.S. District Court that a tweet the president wrote in April appears to be rhetorical hyperbole. A speech that is protected under the First Amendment, he said. And so then the question becomes, when we look at this defamation suit that is brought by Stormy Daniels against President Trump, how does one defame a celebrity tell-all hooker? Yeah, what do you do to make it any worse? She sued Trump in April after he said a composite sketch of a man she said threatened her in 2011 to keep quiet about an alleged affair with a real estate mogul was a con job, reports Breitbart. Trump tweeted the man was non-existent, and Daniels was playing the, quote, fake news media for fools, unquote. And so on the basis of that, she sued President Trump for defamation. The judge, Judge Otero, said to allow the complaint to go forward and to have one consider this to be defamatory in the context it was made would have a chilling effect. A chilling effect. Now, in terms of the person that Avenatti is saying is going to emerge within 48 hours, a new accuser, it's like, I looked at that and I thought, like, what? Out of a cake? Is this what we're going to see at the hearings? He's going to wheel her in a cake? She is actually a former U.S. Mint employee. Says she's 100% credible, you know, because she worked at the U.S. Mint. Maybe if she's anything like his current client, maybe she got fired from the U.S. Mint when they noticed all those dollar bills stuffed in her G-string. We'll have to see. We're going to be eagerly awaiting to see what happens in 48 hours. But here's Avenatti getting naughty with Chris Cuomo on CNN.
So what exactly is he saying? Is he saying that he did not have sexual intercourse? And are we going to get into a definition?
That's the word he used.
Exactly.
Please explain.
Well, exactly. I mean, are we going to get into a definition of sexual intercourse? I mean, does that mean that he performed oral sex or had oral sex performed on him? Does that mean any host of any other sexual activities occurred? Or does he want America to believe that the only thing that he did until well into his college years was effectively kiss or French kiss a woman? Is that what he wants America to believe?
Well, because
I don't believe it.
But what if the senators do? Does that clear him?
Well, I don't believe it, and I think it shows that he's lying. And I am aware of many, many witnesses that will testify that that is an absolute lie.
Of course, he doesn't believe that. He doesn't believe that could be possible. Because he's Avenatti. He's the porn lawyer. He doesn't believe that. And he put out some amazing projections of his own personal perversions in this life. Of course, Avenatti doesn't believe that. But you just have to consider where this guy is coming from. I'll have you have more about that in just a second. But, of course, when he goes on with Cuomo, prime time, he says he doesn't believe Kavanaugh's claim. He's wondering, are we going to get into a definition of sexual intercourse? And so when I look at this, I wonder, are they going to bring in Bill Clinton to define that for us? Because, you know, Bill Clinton seemed to be the one who was defining what it was and what it wasn't, what the meaning of is, and so forth. You know, I did not have sex with that woman or whatever that means, right? So I guess maybe they're going to try to play that card again and ignore the statements of people like Juanita Broderick and Paula Jones and Kathleen Willey, and so forth. Don't talk about that. You know, we'll talk about this other thing over here, and we'll pretend that we don't really know what the meaning of sex is. And so, as Grabian points out, Avenatti played MSNBC and CNN as he's promising that he's got new dirt, and that he doesn't deliver on that when he goes on. This was something that was heavily hyped by Rachel Maddow. She told her audience that he'd be detailing new allegations against Kavanaugh, but instead he just pitched that he's got a big reveal coming later on in the show, right out of the cake. In the next 24 hours, Maddow began the interview looking for new salacious details about Kavanaugh. See, these are the people who don't want to objectify, and yet they do. for ratings. As it relates to her particular allegations, he said, "We're not going to provide additional information beyond that which is contained within the emails that I exchanged with the Senate Judiciary Committee." As Zero Hedge points out, even liberals are trashing the porn lawyer, Avenatti, for his dubious gang rape allegations. Washington Bureau Chief for The Intercept said, "I would suggest ignoring him until he comes forward with real evidence," which he promises is coming in the next few days. Several publications, they say, took him seriously enough to cover a story about his claims, including the New York Post and The Hill, but the pieces are carefully worded to say, "he says," and "he claims," and so forth, right? So they can put that out there and say, "well, this is what he says. That's what he said." That's what she said. And then there's the now famous tweet, which I won't read because this is a radio show and family radio show at that. FFFFF 4th of July. "We believe that that stands for," and then he goes through this whole perverted sequence of events that Avenatti believes it stands for. And again, this is the projection of a perverted mind of this porn lawyer. I mean, that is absolutely amazing. When you look at that tweet, that should end any credibility that this guy has whatsoever. And just show you that he is imagining all this stuff, and he has a filthy imagination. Even Jeet here, a staff writer for the New Republic, has serious doubts about Avenatti's allegations. He said, "I'd be really, really cautious about Avenatti claims." Matt Ford, who covers law and court for the New Republic, said, "It's hard to imagine a quicker way to harden the growing GOP perception that the Kavanaugh allegations are Democrat setup than by adding Michael Avenatti to the mix." Talking Points memo, hard left, is even weary of Avenatti. They said, "In Republican Rome, one of the most hideous punishments for parricide," and again, that parricide is the killing of parents. You have patricide, killing of the father, matricide, killing of the mother. Well, patricide is killing of parents or close family, which is basically what the Democrats are trying to do to America, right? Aren't they trying to kill the family? I think they are. I can hear some Democrats in the background howling when I say that, but folks, you are, and you know you are, trying to kill the family. You hate the fact that there are two sexes. You want to pretend that there aren't and so forth. You want to destroy the family economically. You want to destroy it as a unit. So, yeah, they are guilty of parricide. But this is what they used to do in Rome to people who were guilty of parricide. They would be sewn into a sack with a dog, a rooster, and a snake, and then be tossed in the Tiber River. The modern version is being stuck in a story with Michael Avenatti. And finally, CRT's Ali Beth Stuckey says, "Who wants to bet Michael Avenatti has more skeletons in his closet than any of these people that he is heroically going after?" Yes. When he puts out that FFFFF tweet, that tells you everything you need to know about this guy and his closet. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the info warriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage, and that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution. $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500 would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point-blank range. And with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Information warfare against pushers of fake news. It's David Knight.
All right, we talked about the sexual fantasies of the porn lawyer Michael Avenatti in the last segment. Let's talk a little bit about the sexual fantasies of CNN and the Democrats. As we have Judge Kavanaugh going on Fox News last night, trying to defend his honor and his career against these continuing and escalating allegations that we've yet to see any proof, he gets pushback from CNN, specifically from Stephen Collinson at CNN. How dare him? How dare him go on Fox News and try to defend himself? He looks like a smarmy politician. It's like, no, you know, it looks like politics are these charges. They smell more of politics than of sexual allegations. Kavanaugh, this is headline. Kavanaugh tries an unprecedented move to save his chance for the Supreme Court by offering an interview. How dare him? How dare him do that? He pleaded for a fair process. Can you believe that? Can you believe that somebody would go take an opportunity to defend themselves after being publicly excoriated with these baseless allegations, I think? And we'll talk to you about how baseless they are in just a moment. In this article from Ronan Farrow, even his own article, even the paper, The New Yorker, that published this, basically lays out a case for why it shouldn't be believed. And so should he go on television and give an interview and plead for a fair process? How dare him? How dare him, according to CNN. On Monday night, he did what a political candidate would do in trouble. He risked an audacious play to reset a damaging narrative that threatens his viability. See, so they're welcome to set up a damaging narrative. They're going to create a damaging story. And he doesn't get a chance for a fair process. That's the whole thing about this. This is why these people are doing the same thing to rape charges that they've done to racism. You know, those are very serious things. Rape and racism are very serious things. And the Democrats and CNN and the left, for political purposes, have been crying wolf about these things to such an extent that they have seriously done a disservice to the people who are victims of race and racism. They're making them an absurd claim because they're making this claim against everybody in a politically transparent ploy. And so when we take a look at this from Mediaite, they say, Christine Ford's lawyer rips the Senate plan to have the prosecutor ask questions. That's not fair. That's not respectable. Respectful, I should say. So they're allowed to make accusations, but you don't have a chance to have a fair process. Remember, she was demanding that she go second. How is he supposed to defend himself and give his point of view as to what happened with it if he doesn't hear an allegation about this, especially if he's innocent? You know, that is a possibility, Democrats, women. I mean, this is absolutely amazing that we have thrown out all of the procedures that we understand are necessary for fairness. And as I've said before, I hope that part of this process makes him a better Supreme Court justice, because he's going to get confirmed. And I hope it makes him better. I hope it makes him think twice about supporting something like civil asset forfeiture, where people have their property stolen without ever being found guilty, without ever having a trial, without ever having any due process. I hope it makes him think twice as a Supreme Court justice about CPS taking people's children without them ever having had a fair trial or being found guilty of anything. I hope it makes him think about what our justice system has become. I think it's a good thing for him to experience this, just like I think it's a good thing that President Trump has experienced the being the target of the surveillance state. Because they're not interested in guilt. They don't care if you're guilty. They aren't interested in bad people. They're interested in interesting people, as Michael Hayden has told us. These people are not interested in guilt. They're interested in the fact that he's male, or he's Republican, or he's something else that they don't like a black conservative, like Clarence Thomas. And they want to destroy him for that. And so to say that you're going to ask questions of this person accusing it, she should just make those accusations and be believed, right? In our view, the hiring of an unnamed experienced sex crimes prosecutor as Mr. Davis is contrary to the majority's repeated emphasis on the need for the Senate and the committee members to fulfill their constitutional obligations. What constitutional obligations are there? Is there any constitutional obligation to even have a hearing? Just do a straight up and down vote. Tell them to shut up. That's why I'm not a politician. I don't have the patience for this kind of stuff. Robert's Rules of Orders? Nah. There's no rules here. It is also inconsistent with your stated wish to avoid a circus. Oh, yeah. We aren't going to have a circus, are we? Tell that to Avenatti. Tell that to your client. And, of course, this is the political lawyers for Dr. Ford. They said, this is not a criminal trial. Oh, isn't it? I think it is a criminal trial. There's just no rules that you would typically have in a criminal trial. But no, they are making this a crime. Absolutely. So Yale canceled some of its classes so the students can protest Brett Kavanaugh. I wonder if these were the people that were down at the restaurant driving Ted Cruz and his wife out of a D.C. restaurant. Because this is the intolerance of the people who claim that they are all about tolerance. Right. Let's run a little clip of them putting up what they did to Ted Cruz and his wife in a restaurant.
We believe survivors. We believe survivors. We believe survivors.
God bless you.
Let my wife through.
We believe survivors.
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 We
get the idea. We believe survivors. We believe survivors. And, of course, that was posted by an account that was called Smash Racism DC. Do you believe survivors, sir? We believe survivors. Well, you know, they're not survivors until it is we had a fair process. At this point, they are accusers. They don't understand the difference between legal and illegal immigration. They don't understand the difference between accusers and survivors. As Free Thought Project points out, Republicans and Democrats are weaponizing sex abuse allegations for political gain, and it's appalling. He said, let me set the record straight. No one here is blaming the alleged victims or the survivors, if they are in fact survivors. They deserve the right to voice any transgressions that they feel necessary, up to and including filing a report with police or coming forward with any accusations at any time. And it's understandable that people will remain silent for months or for years or decades because they are afraid or they've been ridiculed or they feel threatened or whatever. But in the United States, we have a thing called due process, he said. This is Free Thought Project. Simply being accused of a crime does not imply guilt. Everyone, even the vilest of criminals, is presumed innocent until proven guilty and deserves due process. Well, that's the way that it should be. But as I said before, they don't have to give you due process if it's the war on drugs. They don't have to give you due process if it's CPS coming for your kids. And that's wrong. And let's hope that that's something that changes. But they point out due process is quickly becoming a term no one should say when attempting to weaponize allegations against political rivals. And Reason Magazine points out Representative Eric Swalwell, Democrat, California, a self-anointed resistance spokesperson, sent a thunderous tweet to Senator Susan Collins of Maine, who said she had not yet decided whether she will vote to confirm. Boo-hoo-hoo, said Swalwell. You're a senator who police will protect. A sexual assault victim can't sleep in her home tonight because of threats. Where are you sleeping? She's on her own while you and the Senate GOP colleagues try to rush her through a hearing. So, you look at that, but this same Democrat doesn't care about Keith Ellison, who has been accused of two women.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros and globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Take a look at what's going on in the last bit of this Me Too insanity. And I think the person who began all this, and again, I think it was good to expose the crimes of Harvey Weinstein. I'm not saying that he did the wrong thing. I think he did the right thing. I think he deserved a Pulitzer Prize for that. But I think he's getting desperate now for a follow-up. And I think he made a big mistake in the recent report. And I'll tell you why in just a second. Before we do, real quickly, I want to tell you how you can support us here at InfoWars. Very important to support this program and what we do here. As you know, we are under attack. I've got some interesting quotes from James Woods, the actor, had about 1.7 million followers on Twitter, and he was taken down for posting a meme that a lot of people have put up. Twitter thought that he was trying to discourage people from voting or something. Basically, it's absolutely insane. And he said, hey, if you want to try to kill my free speech, to the effect, it's not an exact quote, but he says something to the effect that if you want to try to kill my free speech, then why don't you man up and come to my house and try to slit my throat? We'll see what happens with that. And we really need to understand this is what's happening here. I don't agree that censorship is okay if it's done by a couple of the largest corporations the world has ever seen. Why are liberals embracing that? I thought liberals hated corporations. Of every size, especially the big ones. But no, it's okay if they do that. Because they'll look the other way. This is the double standard, as I was saying just before we went to break, the double standard that they will apply to allegations of sexual misconduct. And we see this in the Democrat Party. We know that this is purely a political situation. And as a result, they are doing a disservice to people who are the victims of rape, the victims of racism. Because they constantly cry wolf about these things. So I want to get back to that in just a moment. Before I do, real quickly, just for the listeners of this program, we have a special offer on our largest water filtration system, the ProPure King Gravity Feed Water Filtration System. You can save 15% if you use the code REALNEWS. Let's just put in the code REALNEWS at checkout to save 15% off the ProPure King Water Filtration System at InfoWarsStore.com. Also, we have our final run of Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. You can still get that while supplies last at 25% off. And we have Brain Force Plus and Secret 12 today, 40% off. Again, Brain Force Plus is my favorite supplement that we have here. Most of the supplements that we take, you take something like turmeric, you might feel the difference. Actually, you will feel the difference. People who have a chronic issue with inflammation and so forth, you definitely can feel the difference with it. My wife feels a big difference with the supplement that we have to clear sinuses. Help me, guys. I can't remember what that is. I'm sure she would. She takes it on a daily basis. Pollen Block. That's it. Pollen Block. Thank you. Pollen Block, which is basically made. It's a natural ingredient made out of quail eggs. And she has never had anything that clears her sinuses like that. But Brain Force Plus clears my brain. And if you want to clear your brain, 40% off right now on Brain Force Plus. And, of course, if you have sinus problems, you can clear those sinuses with Pollen Block. Take a look at the products we have at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what supports this program and everything that we do here. And it supports freedom of the press and your free speech, all of which are under attack. All right, let's go back to the comments that were being made by this Democrat congressman taking on the Republican senator who is Republican in name only. Susan Collins is so far left. Even though she's on the right coast, she is so coastal that she might as well be in the Democrat Party. But she's saying, I haven't made up my mind yet. You know, we should have this process called a hearing. Oh, no, you better not do that. And yet, where is this guy when it comes to Keith Ellison? He is the deputy chair of the DNC. He is the number two guy at the Democrat Party. And this Democrat is haranguing Susan Collins for not having made up her mind yet about Kavanaugh. We've got allegations. Well, we got allegations about Keith Ellison. Two women have accused him of domestic violence. Do you see any of these Democrats saying he's got to go? I stand with the survivors. I believe the survivors or whatever of domestic abuse. I think Keith Ellison should have a chance to defend himself. But they're not applying that same standard. As they point out in Free Thought Project, just like Kavanaugh, Ellison stands accused by two women. However, unlike Kavanaugh, Democrats aren't telling Ellison to step aside. They're not even talking about it. So do the Democrats believe the survivors? Not unless it's politically expedient. And that's the danger here. That we've politicized rape and racism, the Democrats have, for their own political purposes. And they have degraded those charges. And they've made a mockery of those charges. And protecting the survivors means that you don't do that. That's why we have due process here. As National Review says, the Kavanaugh circus could destroy the Me Too movement. They said, Ronan Farrow, less than a year after he exposed Harvey Weinstein, won the Pulitzer Prize for that. He and his colleague Jane Mayer did a huge disservice to the Me Too movement by publishing an incredibly thin sexual abuse allegation against Brett Kavanaugh. That story, a prime example of how some media outlets and left-wing voices have mishandled the accusations against the judge, will likely create a climate in which fewer victims are believed, more innocent men suffer for crimes they didn't commit, and neutral observers more inclined to doubt claims of a sexual assault. That's what happens when you cry wolf. That's what happens. And so you got Mia Farrow calling it just before her son, Ronan, puts this out. And like I said yesterday, even by Hollywood standards, Mia Farrow, Woody Allen, that family is way out there in terms of dysfunctionality. I can understand why he believed every allegation of sexual impropriety of people. I believe that, growing up in that household. And here you have Mia Farrow, who not too long ago, after denying that Ronan would be the son of Frank Sinatra, who she had divorced 10, 15 years or something earlier before she'd met, everybody said, gee, it looks like Frank Sinatra. Yeah, we were really good friends. It's possible he could be. He's like, what? Woody Allen said, what? I paid child support for him all these years after we got divorced, and I married my adopted daughter. And all. I was like, that family is so screwed. So Mia Farrow says, it's painfully clear that Clarence Thomas has no business on the Supreme Court. He should resign. It's painfully clear, I think, that Mia Farrow has nothing to tell us about sexual abuse. Maybe her son does, but not Mia Farrow. And if we're going to talk about Clarence Thomas again, let's talk about Anita Hill. Let's talk about her defense of Bill Clinton after her attacks on Clarence Thomas. And I'll remind you what Clarence Thomas said. As a black American, he said at the time, it is a high-tech lynching for uppity blacks who in any way deign to think for themselves, to do for themselves, to have different ideas. It is a message that unless you kowtow to an old order, this is what will happen to you. You will be lynched. You'll be destroyed. You'll be caricatured by a committee of the U.S. Senate rather than hung from a tree. Now, he's saying that about the old order. You kowtow to this old order. You stay down, you uppity blacks. Don't you try something new. Now they've got a new order. And the new order is all men, you stay down. We don't want any uppity men. Like Mazie Hirono or the whatever the Hawaiian senator said. Just tell men to shut up. These uppity men. As the New York Times pushed back on this story, Farrow defended it by saying, the point I want to make here is this. It's not accurate to say those who knew him at the time dispute this. We talked to a roommate who said he indeed frequently drunk and took part in an activity that is not surprised at this claim and found the women credible. But the New York Times reported that they had interviewed several dozen people over the past week in an attempt to corroborate the Ramirez story and can find no one with firsthand knowledge. And then the fact that she took several days to carefully think about whether she wanted to cast herself into this storm is acknowledgement that there were gaps in her memory, as he said. So he thinks that the fact that she took a lot of days to think about this is evidence that she's telling the truth. I think it's just the opposite. I agree with Nolte at Breitbart. He said, the New Yorker itself debunks the allegations against Kavanaugh. Like Ford, neither of Ramirez's witnesses recall the party or the alleged incident, nor does her best friend. What's more, until Ramirez spent 6 days with her Democrat lawyer, she was unable to identify Kavanaugh as a man who exposed himself. Because of her memory problems, she was also quite drunk at the alleged party, and her supposed witnesses stating that none of this ever happened, some argue that the New Yorker was acting irresponsibly to publish. The New York Times, in fact, found the story so lacking in credibility that they chose not to publish it. But were it not for the New Yorker, we would not have learned how the Democrats were willing to manipulate events behind the scenes of their ongoing effort to destroy Kavanaugh. The New Yorker tells us in her initial conversations with us, she was reluctant to characterize his role in the alleged incident with certainty. After 6 days of carefully assessing her memories and consulting with her attorney, Ramirez said she felt confident enough of her recollections to say that she remembered Kavanaugh had exposed himself. In other words, a full 35 years after the incident, her lawyer, the person who describes herself as an activist Democrat, couldn't put a finger on him as the alleged flasher until she huddled with her Democrat lawyers.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
As I was saying before we went to break, We have the situation of sloppy reporting, jumping the shark that Ronan Farrow has done and the New Yorker have done. And as Nolte of Breitbart pointed out, they expose themselves as frauds. And they're saying, took 6 days for her to carefully assess her memories of 35 years ago. At the same time, she's consulting with her attorney. Well, who is her attorney? Stanley Garnett, a former Democratic district attorney from Boulder, Colorado. He doesn't have any alternative motives, does he? Does she really remember this? As the New Yorker themselves said, Ramirez acknowledged that there are significant gaps in her memories of the evening, and that at the party, she became inebriated and was on the floor, foggy and slurring her words. But now we are 35 years later, after she was on the floor, drunk, 35 years later, after she spends 6 days talking to her Democrat lawyer, political operative, about this, she somehow has reached clarity. It took her 35 years to sober up. Over the past few days, she became sure that it was Kavanaugh, thanks to, quote, carefully assessing her memories and consulting with her attorney. That's what I read the first day. I said, seriously? That's all that you need to know. 6 days of consulting with her attorney and, you know, channeling her repressed memories while she was drunk at a party, in which the witnesses that she said and the people that she said were there said, didn't happen. Didn't happen. We would have known about that. That's a pretty big deal, what she accused him of. And it would have been the talk of the group there. And then he went on Good Morning America, and Ronan Farrow had this amazing revelation about who was pushing this. Again, it's coming from Democrats, and not just a Democrat, former Democrat district attorney in Colorado, but it's coming from some guys in the Senate. Here's what Ronan Farrow had to say.
After six, at first you wasn't sure this was Kavanaugh when you first came to her last week, and then you write, after 6 days of carefully assessing her memories and consulting with her attorney, she did become confident that it was him. You know, a lot of people.
And George, I would say that that's extremely typical of these stories. When you're dealing with trauma, alcohol, many years in between, I think that the more cautious witnesses that I've dealt with in cases like this very frequently say, I want to take time to decide, I want to talk to other people involved, I want to search myself and make sure that I can affirmatively stand by these claims in the face of what she knew would be a crucible of partisan pushback, which is what she's receiving now.
Why did she come forward?
She came forward because Senate Democrats began looking at this claim. She did not flag this for those Democrats. This came to her, to the attention of people on the Hill independently, and it's really cornered her into an awkward position. That's why she took time to think about this carefully. You know, she said point blank, I don't want to ruin anyone's life, but she feels this is a serious claim. You know, she considers her own memories credible, and she felt it was important that she tell her story before others did without her consent.
Wow. So she was being pressured and put into a corner, according to Ronan Farrow. By who? By the Democrats on Capitol Hill, demanding that she say something about this. And she, at that point in time, wasn't sure about this. Remember, this is before she spends 6 days with her attorney, a Democrat, putting pressure on her to say, yeah, I was drunk 35 years ago, but now I've reached clarity, and I understand that it was Brett Kavanaugh. So I think the most important thing about that is the fact that he said that she was getting pressure from Democrats there in Washington. Here's what the Democrats had to say when asked point blank about this, a couple of Democrat senators.
I was generally aware there were reporters working on and a potential story coming out of Brett Kavanaugh's freshman year actions at Yale College, but I did not know Deborah Maris's name or the specifics of the allegations.
Yeah, let's make up some specifics. And so there's Chris Coons and Richard Blumenthal. Yeah, you know, we knew about this, and so we got her with a lawyer for 6 days so they could work out the specifics of this. And they were painting her into a corner, according to Ronan Farrow, who broke that questionable story. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. As you heard at the top of the hour, I played a video clip from yesterday, Good Morning America. Yeah, George Stephanopoulos talking to Ronan Farrow about this story that the New York Times said there wasn't anything here. We talked to dozens of witnesses, and they would not corroborate what Ramirez, the second accuser, Deborah Ramirez, had said about Judge Kavanaugh. Again, this was a party going back 35 years. She admits that she was drunk, on the floor, foggy, hazy, couldn't remember anything, but she spends 6 days with a Democrat, a former Democrat district attorney out of Colorado, and suddenly she has reached clarity on the details. Very interesting. And what was even more interesting was, as George Stephanopoulos said, I kind of find this strange. Like, oh, well, this always happens with victims. It's like, well, I think the dangerous thing that is happening now here with Ronan Farrow and with the Me Too movement is that they're now calling into question what people are going to think about these allegations. They have done it for political purposes so many times. They're going to have a lot of people being destroyed by unfair allegations. The public is not going to, I think they're going to be less inclined to believe these allegations. And that's a shame. It's a shame, especially when we have this situation that's happening in the hierarchy of the Catholic Church. And we're going to be talking to Leo Zagami at the bottom of the hour about some breaking news with that. But we need to do something about rape and about racism. And the Democrat Party are destroying the justice that could be handed out to victims of that, real victims of that, by using it for political purposes, by inflating that in so many different cases. And so the interesting thing I thought about that was not the defense that Ronan Farrow made, but the fact that he said she felt like she was being painted into a corner, being pressured by the Democrats. I played for you the clip where he said that, as well as people asking Senators Coons and Blumenthal, well, what did you know about that? Well, yeah, we knew about that. Yeah, but we didn't have the details yet. So I guess they had to just work out those details with the lawyer, get some clarity on those details. Here's another reason why I think, however, this is a good thing for Brett Kavanaugh to go through. Because let's talk about the presumption of innocence. Let's talk about the presumption of innocence when it comes to high school students, for example. We have a school district in Indiana, Clark County, Indiana, will soon begin randomly drug testing students who want to participate in extracurricular activities like sports, band, and driving to school. Driving to school. Being in a sporting event or being in band. That makes you a drug suspect here. That's amazing, isn't it? What happened to our presumption of innocence? Maybe Brett Kavanaugh and Clarence Thomas should revisit this. And especially those two, because it's the conservative side that is pushing this insane war on drugs. This is something that goes back to 2002. The Supreme Court ruled that it was constitutional for schools to drug test students simply because they participated in extracurricular activities, because they thought that it would be an effective method of deterring drug use. Well, really? Really? Has it deterred drug use? Why are we expanding this practice then if it was not effective? No, it hasn't done it. Just like our 47-year war on drugs, it hasn't deterred drug use. As a matter of fact, it's far worse than it ever was. Far worse than it was in 1971 when Richard Nixon enacted a United Nations agenda. That's what we are doing here. We're fighting a UN agenda, conservatives, and it isn't working, conservatives. And conservatives, you need to understand this is not a law enforcement problem, and it's not going to be solved by law enforcement, and it's not going to be solved by trashing the Bill of Rights and the presumption of innocence. Let's talk about the Fourth Amendment. Probable cause, a search warrant, besides the presumption of innocence. As one of the parents said, well, there has to be a reasoning. I think he means a reason. There has to be a reasoning, and you have to talk to a parent beforehand, like suspicious behavior, or they got caught doing something, then maybe, but not just random drug testing. Well, he's got the right idea. Because we all know that it's not fair to be treated guilty. And it's as before you have a hearing, before there's any evidence or any inclination that something happened. Maybe that could be the takeaway that Brett Kavanaugh gets out of this hearing. Maybe it can make him a better justice. I don't know where Clarence Thomas voted on this 2002 Supreme Court ruling. He should have understood that we should have a presumption of innocence, that there should be probable cause before the government is allowed to search you. But time and again, we have seen the government step aside and say, that's all right, we'll let the TSA put their hands on you and search you for no reason at all, other than you want to travel and get on a plane. This is not America. This is not treating us with dignity. It is taking away our liberty. And, of course, it is a Skinner-esque, B.F. Skinner, the psychiatrist or psychologist who wanted to treat us as mere animals. He wrote the book Beyond Freedom and Dignity. As I've said before, my wife had to take it as part of her getting her degree in education, getting her master's degree. I said, oh, good, it's about time somebody complained about this. She says, no. He's not complaining about it. He's advocating that we move beyond freedom and dignity. He's advocating that we don't treat humans as humans, created in the image of God, endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights. No, we treat them like we would an animal. And that's what they're doing at the airports. That's what they're doing to your kids at the schools. Treating them like animals. It is a psychological, technocratic tyranny. As I pointed out last week, Zbigniew Brzezinski said, you're going to have a technocratic elite, and they are going to be very powerful. They're going to know everything about everybody. They're going to have it at their fingertips, and they will do what they wish to everybody. Ron Paul wrote an op-ed piece. He is praising a new tax plan. Maybe you haven't heard about this. It hasn't gotten much publicity. This is a GOP tax plan that would allow parents to escape these prison schools. Yeah, it is a pipeline to prison, folks. Whether your kid winds up going to prison or not, this is a pipeline to living in a society that is run like a prison, a panopticon, where they look at everything that you do in your life, where they treat you as suspects, where they can stop and frisk you at any time for any reason. And if they are afraid of you for any reason, they're within their rights to execute you on the spot. Yeah, this is a pipeline to prison. If we condition our children in these authoritarian schools to accept this kind of stuff, we all live in a prison. But anyway, you want to get out of it? There's a way to get out of it. Because, you know, it's not just about even having a choice, but it's also about economic empowerment. And what they would allow in this new tax bill, they would allow people to save money in a tax-free 529 education savings account. And that could be used for homeschooling, not just for sending your kids to some crazy college where they're going to try to propagandize them into this Bill Ayers, George Soros, New World, Brave New World order that they've got cooked up. No, you could actually use it to homeschool your kids. And this makes absolute sense. Why, if education, things like education and healthcare, if they are so important, and they are, the Democrats are always, education first, healthcare first. I agree. Then let me have a choice. Let me spend my money on education of my children and on my health care and my family's health care before I send it to you and you dole it out to me like a child on allowance after it goes through the sticky fingers of the bureaucrats in Washington, D.C. I agree. Those are very important things, and they ought to come before the interest and the desires of the politicians and the bureaucrats in Washington. Let us have that money first. Let us spend that money first. Let us deduct that in tax credits, put them in savings accounts, and use that to educate our children and to provide our own health care. So this week, the House of Representatives will vote on a package of bills making the temporary tax cuts contained in last year's tax reform bill permanent and making additional tax law changes. But as Ron Paul points out, it will almost certainly be filibustered in the Senate if they try to bring it to the floor, because they don't want you in charge of your health care. They don't want you educating your children. Well, guess what? We're going to educate our kids whether or not you let us have our own money or not. We're going to do it one way or the other.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Floralife, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. As I said at the top of the program, I tweeted this out this morning at Libertarian. I said, Democrats want to lecture us on the evil of men, but they pretend that they can't tell men from women. They also want to protect women from sexual harassment, but they demand that men be allowed into women's restrooms. Are they crazy? You bet they are. You bet they are. It is trans insanity. And it's not just that. We've got in Houston, perhaps the first robot sex brothel. I guess we could call it the worst little whorehouse in Texas. But as some of the people who are opposed to it are saying, this is rape training. I mean, some of these robots are made like young girls. What is this about? I mean, are we catering to the Bill Cosbys of the world? What are we trying to accomplish here? Why would we do this? I really don't understand, but this is a new level of insanity. But let's go back to the idea that we're going to protect women from sexual harassment, but we're going to push them into the bathrooms. Remember, that was going back to May of 2016 when Obama was threatening schools, saying we're going to cut your Title IX funding if you don't allow boys who say they think that they're a girl, all they have to do is say they think they're a girl, let them go into the bathrooms, into the showers, into the locker rooms. We're going to cut your Title IX funding. And people were pretty upset about it at the time. Let me give you a couple of flashback articles going back to May of 2016. What Obama was doing in terms of threatening women, because that's really what this is about. All these people were supposed to, I believe them, staying with the survivors who have been assaulted. And that this is an assault to do this to women. The Obama administration's directive back in 2016. That every public school provide transgender access or face the loss of federal funds drew swift and strong condemnation from conservatives. One public official blasted it as presidential blackmail. They cited Title IX. They told schools to give transgender students access to all activities and facilities consistent with their gender identity. Well, you do have a gender identity. And it's not in your mind. It's in your pants. This goes against the values of so many people, said one individual at the time, but they don't care. They don't care about your values. They don't care about your preferences. They don't care about you feeling assaulted or in these lurid claims, the allegations that are being made about Brett Kavanaugh, flashing people. They were demanding that same sort of thing. You had the Obama administration explicitly threatening, reported LifeSite at the time, explicitly threatening to pull federal funding from an Illinois school district and using the same thing in Virginia, two different places at the same time. Now, Title IX goes back to 1972. It was designed to prevent discrimination on the basis of sex. Well, what does sex mean? What is the meaning of is? Are we going to have Bill Clinton come in and explain that to us? Yeah, they don't know. They pretend not to know, and they do know. Just like Bill Clinton knew what the meaning of sex was, these people know what the meaning of sexual identity and gender. They know what that meaning is. It is, as I said before, it is biological, it is objective, and it is binary. A federal court at the time in Pennsylvania acknowledged rejected a similar lawsuit that was filed by a transgender student trying to get into women's bathrooms at a college. And they said in the ruling, separating students by sex based on biological considerations for restroom and locker room use simply does not violate the Equal Protection Clause. It doesn't. It isn't your right to expose yourself to women. And yet now we have these people saying, but, you know, keep him off the Supreme Court because I allege that he did this and there's nobody to back that up. But think about this, because this story says it all. Fox News today reported. A children's hospital in Colorado. It's called Children's Hospital Colorado. What city is this in? I'm not sure. I don't see it on the story here. Nevertheless, Children's Hospital Colorado has removed gender markers from the patient's wristbands to protect them. and to protect their unique gender identity. The hospital staff said it's the hospital said its staff understands that it's, quote, not easy growing up with an expansive gender identity or expression. Okay, so I have to ask this question. You don't want these newborn babies to feel bad about the fact that they don't know what their gender is yet, right? Do they even, these newborn babies, do they even know what this wristband is about? Of course they don't. They don't know what the wristband is about, and they don't know what gender they are. And they're not at an age where they can make that determination. So what is the age where they can make that determination? Is it kindergarten, as the Democrats would like to tell you? I don't think so. I don't think they can there either. They're still babies. And they're still not thinking about these sexual issues. But these people are pretending that they can make these decisions because they want to pretend that these kids can consent to having sex with them. That's what this is really about. So you're going to send your kid to a hospital where probably just a month or two earlier, if they would take an ultrasound, they'd say, congratulations, Mr. and Mrs. John Doe. You are going to have a baby boy or a baby girl. And then the baby is born and they say, we don't know what it is. Well, I would say, get away from that hospital as fast as you can. There are physiological differences between male and female, and they're going to respond differently today. We've had this case with doctors saying, you know what, especially after the hormones kick in, there are going to be physiological differences. There's going to be differences in response to medications. By the way, there's differences in response to 5G radiation between men and women as well. There are real physiological differences here beyond the genitalia. And you're not doing your job as a hospital if you try to pretend otherwise. You're just promoting a mental insanity here. For what purpose? You know, what are they trying to protect these newborn babies from? To pretend that we don't know what gender they are. And in California, they have just passed a law allowing 12-year-olds to get tax-paid transgender treatments. And as this article from The Federalist points out, you have to be 16 to get a driver's license in California. As a matter of fact, as we talked with Eric Peters yesterday, you only have to be 14 to get one in France. And I was surprised to see people say, 14-year-olds driving on the roads? We explained to them that the accident rates in France are half of what they are here, likely because people are driving at an earlier age in trainer cars. Nevertheless, you have to be 16 to get a driver's license in California, 18 to buy a rifle, to engage in consensual sex or to get married without parental consent. 21 to buy a handgun, alcohol, or marijuana. But you only need to be 12 to decide that you're going to change your sex. And you can get the government to pay for it if you are a foster child. And again, this gets back to CPS, taking children, putting them in foster care, not giving due process to so many parents. And then once you're in foster care, how many times have we heard from foster parents and from children who were in foster care how drugs were pushed on them? Pushed very hard. I've known foster parents in North Carolina who said that they were pushed so hard to medicate these kids. And they said, we knew they were going to take them away and somebody else would medicate them. So we just took the medication, but we didn't give it to them. And they were fine. Because their problem wasn't that they didn't have the right drugs. They had a spiritual problem. And so now they're going to push transgender insanity on these kids. And oh, by the way, that's why they shut us down, because we talk about this kind of stuff. That's why PayPal shut us down. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us, and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros the globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
X2. We were selling it for about 3 years, and then they found out how big it was and how much we were buying. And they said, oh, we want more money, and oh, this and that. And so I've broken my contract. And right now we can't get more of this proprietary ingredient that goes in X2. It literally is so pure that if you put it in a peaker dish on top of a 90-degree hot plate, it gasses like I Dream of Jeannie, and it's this purple gas. I mean, that is so pure, it just goes right into your body when you take it. We're working on trying to get other suppliers right now, but I bought a huge amount of it, ordered it 6 months ago, so I get the price down, and I said, if you don't lower it, I'm done, I'm breaking the contract. Well, I broke the contract last week, and so this is potentially the last run. In fact, right now it is the last run of Survival Shield X2, and we've got a good supply of it, but it'll be gone in a couple months. X2, if you haven't experienced it, InfoWarsStore.com. If you have experienced it, you know how great it is. I suggest you stock up on it. It's available right now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com is 25% off right now.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. And now, covering the ongoing fight for the heart and soul of America, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, it's David Knight.
Welcome back. Let's talk about some real sexual abuse. And it is unbelievable in its extent and its magnitude, and it's being directed at the youngest and the most innocent among us. And I'm talking about the institutionally accepted child abuse in the Catholic Church. We have had, over the last couple of months, we've seen massive revelations in Pennsylvania here in the United States. We've had a New Jersey hotline that has been set up, taking calls 24 hours a day. It was set up by the New Jersey Attorney General to have people report sexual abuse from the Catholic Church. So busy that people can't get through to it. We've had reports out of New York about a similar thing. So Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York. We have the cardinal there at least getting ahead of this, at least saying we need to do something to reform. That's very unusual. What we're typically seeing within the Catholic Church hierarchy is defending and obfuscating what is happening there. But Cardinal Dolan in New York has hired an independent special counsel to investigate the New York Archdiocese. So we've had situations in New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania. In Holland, we've had reports that link half of the Dutch cardinals and bishops to abuse. So this is very widespread. Joining us from Italy is Leo Zagami. He follows this very closely. He's right there in Rome. And, of course, you can find Leo's reports at leozagami.com. And you spell that last name Z-A-G-A-M-I. leozagami.com. Thank you for joining us, Leo.
Hello, David. It's always a pleasure.
Now, we've had, I think it's kind of interesting because finally we've seen a very leftist paper, Der Spiegel, in Germany, finally turn on this Pope and put up graphics that said, thou shalt not lie, and so forth. These are the people who have constantly defended him because he is such a socialist, because he has prioritized plastic over the pedophile issue and done so many other things, pushed globalist agendas for open immigration, pushed against capitalism and everything. But even these people on the left are fed up with this at this point. They called him a Machiavellian liar. This is pretty amazing. This is really... he keeps embracing this, and the institutions keep embracing this. Tell us what you've seen there in Germany. I mean, in Germany, in Italy.
Well, this article on the Spiegel definitely is spreading across all the media here in Europe, because what they're saying is basically very critical of Pope Francis. His long silences, the fact he doesn't really comment on the problems, he avoids them altogether, is becoming a problem for the church. And Der Spiegel, that is a progressive magazine, always pushing the Pope, because of course they're also pushing all the liberal agenda, the migrants, everything else, for the first time is critical, because the situation is really bad in regards also to the finances that go to the Vatican from the US, from other countries in the world. They always receive a lot of benefits from the fact that they are a very powerful church and they have some very powerful people who have a lot of money and like to send it to them. But now, apparently this, in the last months, a lot of millions of dollars have been stopped in the U.S. by organizations of Catholics who are themselves critical after the various scandals, and of course also the 11-page document of Biganò. But in Germany we had also an internal investigation of various dioceses that brought out an incredible, very extended scandal internal to Germany, which started a few years back when there was this Jesuit school in Berlin around 2010 that was exposed as having covered up some sexual abuses and acts of pedophilia. And then later on, this whole thing was, of course, not really followed properly because we had a German Pope. But now, in the era of Pope Francis, things are really changing. And we have also a lot of criticism toward Pope Francis from Buenos Aires, from Argentina. In the last couple of weeks, we had even a documentary surfacing on the internet with these victims of pedophilia who sent a letter back in the days when Pope Francis was still Archbishop in Buenos Aires, and they were completely ignored. Then we have in Great Britain Cardinal Murphy, who is himself accused, of course, of pedophilia, and that basically was covered up all these years by Pope Francis, who deliberately got aside any form of investigation regarding this cardinal, which of course Cardinal Cormac Murphy O'Connell is also a member of the St. Gallen Mafia, this sort of Masonic lodge based in Switzerland, full of Jesuits from the liberal current that eventually led Pope Francis to take power in 2013.
Yeah, and we've had a lot of bishops who have come forward, as you pointed out, as like Vigano, was he a bishop or cardinal, had an 11-page letter where he detailed all this. And he said, look, I told you when you first began, and then he had other people, he had other confirmation that, yes, the Pope did know all of that. And it is kind of surprising to see Der Spiegel coming out and saying he is ice cold, cunning, and Machiavellian, because this is the guy that previously they loved, because you had him embracing environmentalism, anti-capitalist, and embracing open borders. You have had Italian bishops come out in the last couple of months saying, I would turn all churches into mosques so I could save the migrants. You had a papal advisor slamming a proposed Italian crucifix law. They said, hey, we want to put up crucifixes here. They're basically using it to establish their cultural identity against the encroachment of Islam. So you had a papal advisor coming out against that. They've been silent in terms of what was going on in Ireland over abortion, as they took that prohibition of abortion out of the Constitution. And now you've got YouTube there with the Pope, and they're celebrating the fact that, hey, we're going to have abortions in Ireland. They have completely reversed everything, and the left has been fine with this. But this might be a little bit too far to see the way that he is acting in terms of ignoring innocent children being the predators inside the Catholic Church that they are covering up for and embracing.
David, it might also be instrumental to the fact that once the great finances of the Catholic Church don't send this money any longer, they have to find a solution. I mean, no money, no mass, they say in Italy. That's a saying we have. So, I mean, I think that...
Force them to sell some of those Michelangelo paintings, right? Out of the...
Of course. They will have to sell everything if they want to pay the victims of their abuses.
Yeah.
And don't underestimate... this later case involving the ex-Archbishop of Westminster, Cardinal Murphy O'Connor, because apparently Pope Francis was caught protecting him in a very strong way. He actually went during a mass advising somebody, saying you can't keep on investigating him in any way. He is protected. And at the same time, there is a priest who was investigated and condemned for, I think, at least 9 years or maybe more in prison in Argentina. And this priest, during even the court transactions, kept on saying, back at the time when Pope Francis was still an archbishop, and even now that is the Pope, because this priest always remained a priest, and he's still a priest in the list of priests in Buenos Aires. And basically what happens is that this guy always said to the judges, and several times, I am protected by Bergoglio. Bergoglio is always on my side. He believes in me. I mean, this is once again evidence that, of course, he's protecting the pedophiles. He's protecting all the various Cardinal, McCarrick, Farrell, all the American ones who have financed his papacy. But they are criminals. They are criminals who have financed his papacy. They have helped him being elected. They have helped get Ratzinger out of the way. But they are criminals. Mm-hmm.
And of course, it's these people who are at the highest levels. I mean, you got Cardinal Pell. He was the number three guy who was in charge of the Vatican Bank and so forth. You had McCarrick, who was the money man here in the United States. But we've seen this is a global problem because the Catholic Church is a global institution. We've seen this in Europe. We've seen it in South America. We've seen it in Australia. And we've seen it in Europe. We've seen it everywhere. And they are owning this. Now, when we come back, Leo, I want to talk to you about what you hear there in Italy, because we've had a lot of emergency meetings from these people, and there are good people that are trying to get some reform there. What are the chances that there is going to be some reform? What are the chances that they're going to get this Pope out? We'll be right back.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful Myco ZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. Myco ZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. Myco ZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved Myco ZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee beans. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today. I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy t-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We're talking to Leo Zagami. I want to get his take on what the current political situation is, because it looks like Francis's support is collapsing with the media left in Europe after embracing him because of all of his calls for environmentalism, for open borders to fill the empty pews in the Catholic Church, and his attacks on capitalism. Now you have Der Spiegel creating quite a bit of stir by talking about the silence of the shepherds and putting pictures up of the current pope and saying, thou shalt not lie, calling him cold, calculating, Machiavellian. And so we're going to get that from Leo Zagami. Real quickly, I just want to tell you about some of the sales we have at Real News at InfoWarsStore.com for our Real News listeners. If you use the coupon code Real News, you can save 15% off the ProPure King water filtration system. We also have a couple of new specials that have appeared at the store today. You can get 40% off of BrainForce Plus and Secret 12, our vitamin B12 formula. 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of that. Support us here at InfoWars. Support the free press and your free speech. And the way that you do that is with the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, Leo, we're talking about what was going on, and you said that a lot of people concerned, of course, about the resignation or about Benedict resigning, and that in and of itself was a very, very suspicious thing, the fact that the previous pope resigned. He said he did it for health concerns, and yet here we are 5 years later, he's still alive and kicking and talking. It was kind of interesting, and I want to get your comments about this, because the New York Times reported last Thursday that Benedict has really kind of been the battle standard for those people who are concerned about this pope, because this pope has done a lot of things. He doesn't care about abortion. He doesn't care about divorce and other things that have traditionally been the concerns of the Catholic Church. He's been more focused on this leftist agenda, and he certainly doesn't seem to care about the pedophiles that have been in the Catholic Church. And so on last Thursday, they had private letters that were published by a German newspaper, Bild, in which Benedict was writing in November of 2017 saying, stop using my name and all of this stuff to criticize the Pope. Well, that was a year ago. A lot has happened in this amount of time. So do you think that was put out there to do cover for this current Pope? Do you think that Benedict still feels that way?
Well, of course, he wants to live a little bit longer. The moment he goes against this Pope, I think that a copy in the style of John Paul I might be served to him. And so
that was his health issue. He wanted to live a little bit longer. So
because the Jesuits are really the military arm of the Vatican. They have always been. The fact that they have placed a Jesuit to lead this church is because this is an emergency situation, and the Jesuits have always been in charge of their intelligence services. They have, in Italy, an encyclopedia of intelligence published by the government that says that the intelligence services of the Jesuits are larger, and their archives are larger than the CIA, and they're based in Aspecia in Spain, where is the birthplace of Ignacio Loyola. Yeah. So, talking here about...
They do human intelligence instead of the other kind. And human intelligence can be a lot more effective. Of course, they may have the other kind of intelligence as well, but certainly human intelligence and having human spies and accessing people, that is very, very effective. Always has been.
They have also a military mentality. They are the only order who has a general. They are the only order that every afternoon has a bunch of priests arriving to the headquarters in Borgo Santo Spirito in a military style that has nothing to do with the rest of the orders of the Catholic Church. They are the only ones who have an extra oath, and their oath is directly to the Pope. And this oath means that if the Pope tells them to do anything, I repeat, anything, legal, not legal, killing, not killing, anything, they have to obey.
Wow. So we have this letter that comes out, and it certainly looks like they're putting this letter out. Again, it was a year old, and Benedict was saying, I understand, you know, you're sad because my pontificate ended and so forth, but you need to just not complain about this anymore. And so they put this out as all of this pressure is building on Pope Francis. It looks like the people on the left at the Bild, the German newspaper Bild, are putting this out to kind of cover for Pope Francis. What is your feeling there on the spot? You know, is this something that is, how is this shaking down politically? Do you think they're going to be able to get him out, or are the Jesuits too strong to keep him in?
Well, there is a wind of schism within the Vatican, of course. Ratzinger position for some was a guarantee of tradition. A lot of the ex-Lefebvreans, the Society Pius X, who are of course the ultra-Catholics, they have watched this surviving Pope as somebody who can lead the way out of this mess created by the liberal Jesuits. We don't have to ever forget that the Jesuits have been feared since the time of John Paul I. I mean, this Pope we cited called Albino Luciani, who lived only 33 days, wanted to actually eliminate completely the Jesuits. He was calling in the Jesuit general to destroy the order, to eliminate it, because he feared the liberal current that went with it, all the progressive thought, all the communistic ideas. And even
the liberation theology out of South America and so forth, yeah.
Then we had John Paul II, who actually called Padre Arupe, suspended him, and was about to eliminate the order also himself, because, of course, John Paul II was an anti-communist. He came from a communist country and couldn't stand them. And so he was about to eliminate the Jesuits. What happened since then? Well, since then, the Jesuits have taken complete control of every sector of the Vatican, being the financial, the communication, the archives, everything. So the Jesuits are more in power than ever in the Vatican. They actually were always in power, but they became a threat that was visible. And I can tell you that it's not the first time also, because let's remember that the Vatican sent away the Jesuits at the beginning of the 1770s. They were kicked out of the Vatican altogether. I mean, they had to go to the Empress of Russia to ask for protection. They were kicked out of Europe. They were kicked out of 57 countries. They were basically persecuted, and they only came back into the Vatican many years later. So we are talking here about an order who has been very controversial since the time of its creation by Ignazio Loyola, who was said to be himself an avid occultist. And then there is another thing about Ignazio Loyola. The first missionaries were sent to China. And now China, for the first time, is embracing the Catholic faith. This is
And that's an amazing thing, that this pope is giving the Chinese communists the ability to appoint church officials in China. And the Catholic Chinese are saying, what are you doing?
They will appoint them, and the Chinese will control them.
Yeah, so, exactly. Basically spies for the Chinese government, yeah.
In all these years in China, we had a persecution of Catholics that was really heavy. They had to create an underground Catholic church that was depending from the Vatican, and then there was an official one depending from the state. How is possible that suddenly, from the there was Ratzinger, who was so the number one enemy of China. You can just go and Google Ratzinger and China, and you will see how he hated. There was a war going on between the two things, the two entities, the Vatican and China. Now suddenly there is this peace, and we have this peace thanks to a Jesuit. And we have to understand that in Beijing, I think there is actually a shrine to one of the first Jesuit missionaries who were sent there. I mean, the Jesuits have been in the heart of China for hundreds of years. You just have to go on any Wikipedia or anything. You can see the whole history of Jesuits. And they were the first ones to actually bring culture out of China into Europe and bring then Western culture into China. I mean, so the role has always been at the top. And for this reason, President Xi, we have to understand also that China is the one that is really behind Soros and behind all this censorship.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The seat of globalist government. So basically what the Jesuits are to China for the Catholic Church is what Google is to China for the Internet, working with them. And as you were just pointing out, you had John Paul about to remove the Jesuits out of the Vatican and pushing away against them. After he leaves, they begin to establish power till they get so powerful that they can remove the previous pope and put their guy in. And now we are seeing the results of this, not only the globalism and the alliance with China, but also the disregard for innocent life that is now causing some liberals to have concern about that. Thank you so much for joining us. Again, you can find Leo Zagami at leozagami.com. LeoZagama.com. Thank you so much, Leo. We'll be right back.
X2, we were selling it for about 3 years, and then they found out how big it was and how much we were buying. And they said, we want more money, and this and that. And so I've broken my contract. And right now we can't get more of this proprietary ingredient that goes in X2. It literally is so pure that if you put it in a peaker dish on top of a 90-degree hot plate, it gasses like I Dream of Jeannie, and it's this purple gas. I mean, that is so pure. It just goes right into your body when you take it. We're working on trying to get other suppliers right now, but I bought a huge amount of it, ordered it 6 months ago, so I get the price down. And I said, if you don't lower it, I'm done. I'm breaking the contract. Well, I broke the contract last week. And so this is potentially the last run. In fact, right now it is the last run of Survival Shield X2. And we've got a good supply of it. It'll be gone in a couple months. X2, if you haven't experienced it, InfoWarsStore.com. If you have experienced it, you know how great it is. I suggest you stock up on it. It's available right now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com is 25% off right now.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I have some good news, actually a silver lining to a very dark story. After 4 months and six court dates, finally a Minnesota mother has gotten back her 12-month-old son that was stolen from her by Child Protective Services. That's how long it took her to get due process. And when I say stolen, I mean stolen. We talked about the case of Amanda Weber. As a matter of fact, I had Dwight Mitchell, who was there in Minnesota. He had a similar thing happen to him that got him involved as an activist in Minnesota for parental rights. And what they did, she took her child in, had a cough, and was seen by the doctor. And she was waiting around. She had some other children with her. She was anxious to get going, and she said, is there anything else we need? No, we're fine. We can go ahead and go. And she left, and then she gets a CPS at her doorstep a little bit later saying, you endangered your child's life by taking him out. She says, no, it wasn't. They told me I could go. And both a social worker and a doctor on the case, rules the judge, acted, quote, in bad faith and with malice. With malice. Why would they do this? Well, we talked about why they would do this. This is a big business. This is a big business to fund a big bureaucracy. It is a growth industry. And, of course, there are some darker sides to this as well in terms of child trafficking, in terms of doctors and pharmaceutical companies pushing drugs on these kids. But I'll just read to you what happened in this particular case. We had the judge, Leonard Weiler, ruled that there was zero evidence of medical neglect on the mother's part and that she had acted within her rights in taking this child home after taking him to the doctor. They ran some tests and said, okay, fine, we'll hear back from you or whatever. Took him home. Again, because she had some other children with her. And Dwight Mitchell is quoted in this article from Reason. He said, and I interviewed Dwight Mitchell at the time. He said, this case is not unique to Amanda. In fact, it is the norm. I have another mother who is going through the same situation right now. It is legal kidnapping. And he is absolutely right. And he has a an organization that says stop CPS from legally kidnapping children. He also has a group called the Family Preservation Foundation, because he found out that this was happening to a lot of other parents in Minnesota. Then he found out it was happening to a lot of parents nationwide. This is a national problem. It's not just a local story. And this isn't just happening to a couple of mothers in Minnesota. She found out that while her 10-month-old child was in foster care, he took his first steps. And as Reason points out, when she heard from that, heard that from the foster mother, she was devastated. And again, as I was saying about Brett Kavanaugh, perhaps, would it be too much to ask if we could have a couple of Supreme Court justices who actually cared about due process? Maybe Kavanaugh and Thomas and maybe even some of the others could learn that from this hearing. Who knows? Maybe there could be some good to come out of this circus that we're now seeing in unfold in Washington around these confirmation hearings. They need to pay attention to civil asset forfeiture. They need to pay attention to the fact that children are being stolen from their families for some very dark purposes. Just the self-interest of a bureaucracy is a dark enough purpose. We have the FBI, another story, has made an innocent man's life a living hell. And on the other side of the break, I'm going to tell you what they did to him. And again, it has to do with him being put on the no-fly list. This process, folks, is another example of due process denied. We better figure out why we have those protections in the Constitution. They had star chambers. They knew what star chambers looked like, these secret courts where you're not allowed to confront your accuser. You're not allowed to know the charges against you. Again, doesn't this sound something like these show trials, these circus trials are being conducted by Kavanaugh? There's a reason we have those protections in place.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us, and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros the globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I just told you at the top of the hour about a Minnesota mother who, fortunately, after several months, I think it was 4 months and six court hearings, finally had a judge returned her child that was kidnapped, legally kidnapped by CPS. And the judge said that they took the child with malice and without reason. And she learned that while the child was being kidnapped and held in foster care, that the little boy took his first steps. There's real tragedy in our society when we don't have due process. And as I said at the top of the hour, I hope that Brett Kavanaugh understands this, because we have a history of the Supreme Court not respecting due process, not respecting the Fourth Amendment. I talked earlier about the random drug testing that is now being accelerated in Indiana. It's these conservative districts where, again, out of the wrong motivations, they do the wrong things. Yes, they want to keep kids off of drugs. So do I. And that means that we don't address this as a law enforcement problem. I'm absolutely amazed when conservatives not only continue to do the same failed approach that they have done for the last 47 years, thinking that the more authoritarian they get, the more they throw away due process and the rule of law, that somehow this time it's going to be different. Somehow we're going to keep kids off of drugs, when it's done exactly the opposite. It's actually made our drug addiction situation far worse. They don't understand that it is a UN agenda. They don't understand that it's being used to take away our property rights under civil asset forfeiture. And worst of all, they're creating a situation where we have more and more children fall into the trap of drug addiction. Why? Because they won't acknowledge what the problem is, and they keep trying to do the same failed tactics. Because this goes back a long way. This random drug testing of high school students. And again, they're going to do it in Indiana. If you dare to participate in extracurricular activities like sports or band or even driving your car to school, that puts you in the crosshairs of having a random drug test without reason. There's no reason for them to do that. See, there's a presumption of innocence that should apply in America, but there is now a presumption of slavery, a presumption of guilt. All of us are guilty. All of us are slaves. All of us can have the government put its hands on us, inspect our bodies in any way that they feel like it. They can draw blood from us. They can stick their hands down our pants, anything they want to do, because we are their slaves. When are you going to have enough of this? When are you going to realize that you give up your liberty and your freedom, you just become a slave? And this is what they do to slaves. They treat us like animals. They treat us like their cattle. I'm fed up with this stuff. I hope you are. This goes back to 1998. The ACLU has been fighting them over random drug tests, because we shouldn't be randomly stopped and frisked for anything. We shouldn't have to prove that we are innocent in order to fly in a plane. And if you think that that stuff is keeping you safe, you're really not paying attention. I pointed out many times how they have, of course, they won't tell us what the failure rate is, but we've had congressmen will come out and say, this is a scandal. We got to do something about this. They got a failure rate of their own tests. And it's like, well, how high is it? Oh, is it 80%? Oh, it's higher than 80%. Oh, is it higher than? Oh, it's higher than 90%. And we know that we had a guy fly from Alaska to Florida He'd already gone into a government office and said, you know, help me. I got voices in my head telling me to shoot people. And he gets a gun, gets on a plane, flies all the way from Alaska to Florida. He can't fly any further than that and still be in America. Maybe Hawaii. I don't know. Hawaii to Florida. I don't know. Anyway, he flies all that distance, arrives, and starts shooting people up at the airport. Thank you, TSA. Great job. You did it right there. And again, going back to 2011, in documents where John Corbett, the engineer turned TSA whistleblower, of course, he's not inside the TSA, but he's blowing the whistle on how their body scanners that they put in right after their false flag attack of the underwear bomber, they had them already ready to roll out. Chertoff, the guy who had been head of the Homeland Security, had a company where he's making these things. And so they just need to create demand by staging an event. And Haskell, the lawyer, explained that to everybody, told us what he saw. But nevertheless, they got away with it. They got those things in, and they don't work. And John Corbett did a discovery of that. And the government, because they're so competent, you want to trust yourself to these people, even if they're doing the right thing. They're so competent that they even posted the unredacted lawsuit on pacer.gov. So we got it. We put it up at InfoWars. Adan Salazar did a great story on it. Nobody covered it. No mainstream media covered it. And one of the things that we found in that story was at the time, 2011, they were trying to shut down Texas and turn Texas into a no-fly zone because you had some individuals in the Texas legislature pretty much unanimously said, we're not going to let you put your hands on kids. Let's just start with the kids. Let's respect our kids. Can we do that? No, we can't do that. So you're not going to do that. They said, well, we'll turn Texas into a no-fly zone. And so you had our lieutenant governor, who was a retired CIA agent and a made man in the oil industry, led a revolt. And at the time that was happening, at the time they were saying, we're going to turn that into a no-fly zone, all of Texas, because you guys are going to threaten the safety of everybody. At that same time, in their internal documents that we saw on the pacer.gov release, they said there are no threats to, there you go, there's the article, there are no threats to any airports or airplanes that we know of. That's why we haven't had any incidents. It's not because the TSA is doing a great job of protecting people. It's because there isn't any threat. You want to believe that they took down three buildings with two planes in just a couple of hours? Three steel skyscrapers? One of them wasn't even hit with a plane. I have a hard time believing that the buildings that were hit with a plane fell down like they say they did. But, you know, got three buildings with just two planes. The same people, you know, we used the Mujahideen for our purposes. We created and armed the Mujahideen. Then somehow they morphed temporarily into some bad guys called Al-Qaeda. And then they took down those buildings. Did a great job, you know, three skyscrapers with two planes. Then they became the good guys again, and John McCain is working with ISIS to overthrow Assad in Syria. And we can trust them now. Al-Nusra and all those guys that John McCain was posing with, they're good guys now. So they were good guys, then they're bad guys, now they're good guys. Maybe they were always working with the CIA and the Saudis to create false flag events, to create chaos and war throughout the world. Maybe that's the case. Maybe they didn't really change from bad to good to bad to good. But when we look at what's going on here, the random drug testing, again, it is the Supreme Court. In 1998, the ACLU challenged random drug testing for after-school activities in Indiana, and now they're doing it again. The Supreme Court refused to hear their arguments. Don't care. You don't get the presumption of innocence if you're a high school student driving to school. We will treat you as a drug addict, and we will inspect you in any way that we feel like. So why don't we do, it's perfectly normal then that we would do this kind of stuff to Brett Kavanaugh. He deserves it. We ought to do it to Darth Vader Ginsburg, too. Teach her a lesson about this stuff. Anyway, the following year, they challenged an Oklahoma school district. And the ACLU argued in that case that the after-school activities were directly linked with coursework throughout the normal life. So you won't give us our constitutionally protected rights if it's just extracurricular activity. Well, what if it's linked to coursework? Will you please let us have our rights then? They said, no, we're not going to respect the Fourth Amendment. We don't care. We're the Supreme Court. And then in 2002, Supreme Court ruled it was constitutional for schools to drug test students participating in extracurricular activities because it would deter drug use. And so then that brings us to what the FBI did. And I said at the end of the last segment, I would cover it this segment. So I will cover it next segment. How the FBI made an innocent man's life a living hell, but told him they would stop if he would become a snitch. And I'm not talking about Randy Weaver here. They do it with a lot of people. This is the most recent example. Not Randy Weaver's example, but Jonas Fikra, a Muslim American.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Mm-hmm.
federal appeals court has ruled that a man can move forward with his lawsuit alleging that he was placed on the no-fly list in the U.S. because the FBI was trying to convince him to become an informant. And we've seen this story before. As a matter of fact, it's one of the first stories I covered when I came here to InfoWars about 6 years ago. We had an individual who was flying to visit his wife, who was stationed in the U.S. military in Japan. And he himself had just recently been embedded by both the FBI and the TSA. He worked at an airport. He had some gun permits that he had gone through and been vetted by the FBI. So he's on the way in his journey to go from the U.S. to Japan. And as he stops and transfers planes in Hawaii, and of course he was even flying on military transport because he's going to visit his wife who's in the military. As he's transferring planes in Hawaii and the second plane is about to take off, they stop the plane. You have law enforcement come on the plane and take him off the plane. You are on the no-fly list. It's like, well, how did I fly to Hawaii then? And how did I get on the list? And why am I on the list? And how do I get off the list? Oh, you can't know about any of that stuff. Because we have a secret star chamber process now. No presumption of innocence. No right to see the charges brought against you. No right to confront the accusers. No right to call witnesses in your defense. Kind of sounds like the Kavanaugh Supreme Court hearings that the left are trying to put out there. And, of course, the right has also embraced this for the rest of us. And the right embraced this for Roy Moore as well. So they're defending Brett Kavanaugh simply because he's one of them. That's the political aspect of this on the Republican side. The Democrats are crying rape and racism everywhere, and they are denigrating the reality of rape and racism when they do that. And the Republicans who are out there saying, well, we need to have due process and everything, that's like, I agree. But not just for Brett Kavanaugh. We need due process for other people in the Me Too movement. We need due process for the people you Republicans don't like either. We need due process for those of us who are not in Washington, those of us who are not politicians, those of us who are just trying to peacefully live our lives and keep getting caught up in your random drug testing and your secret don't do this list. The rest of us need due process, and the rest of us better demand it. I don't think we can reform Washington. I think it's too far gone. I think it's a fool's errand to go there and try to reform this place. We need to cut it off. It's a cancer on this society, and we need to cut it off at the state and local level. They have intruded themselves unconstitutionally. They don't have the authority. They claim that they govern. They take an oath to the Constitution. Well, let's make them play by their own rules. Let's use Saul Alinsky's tactic and say, well, make your opponent play by their own rules. They say that they are ruled by the Constitution. Well, let's rule them with the Constitution, and we'll do it from the state and local level, not from Washington. You can't control them. Look at how corrupt this bureaucracy is. Look at the way they're coming after Trump. You even got mainstream radio hosts like Rush Limbaugh saying it's a coup. It's pretty obvious it's a coup by now. When you hear people that are part of the establishment media talking like that, you know that it really is a coup. But let's talk about how this looks for an individual put on the no-fly list. And of course, the same people who are advocating this, they also would like to have a no-buy list and a don't do that and don't do this list that you get put on secretly, that you don't know how to get off and so forth. And that was his dilemma. That's why he contacted us. That's why we covered the story. And, it's a real problem. That's why we have these protections in the Constitution. So this individual is a Muslim American man. He initially filed a lawsuit in 2013. And again, that was after the one that we covered. It's 3 years after he's placed on the no-fly list with no explanation, no evidence against him. He was mysteriously taken off of the list in 2016, and his lawsuit was dismissed. However, his case was revived last week by the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Portland, Oregon. They acknowledged that although the FBI did take him off the list, that action alone did not completely and irrevocably eradicate the effects of the alleged violation. And then in addition to that, he is also claiming that he was approached by the FBI agents who told him that he would be taken off of it if he agreed to become an informant, and that being on the list for 6 years with no explanation, no due process, demonized him in the eyes of friends and families. And of course, That case about the one in Hawaii that we covered, and that was the fall of 2013. So they were doing this to a lot of people. There's Doug Hagman who brought it to our attention. Doug Hagman found out about it first, and he wanted to help this guy. And he said, look, you know, let's try to get this as broadly spread out there as possible. And I salute him for that. I mean, that's really the ultimate point, isn't it? I mean, we're not just doing this show to entertain people or to get eyeballs. Yes, we do need to get eyeballs. But the point is to help people, to make changes. Because if you don't help people, you don't help your neighbor when the FBI and the Justice Department, the Injustice Department, is doing this to them or to the people at the Bundy Ranch or what. They're going to do it to you. They're going to do it to you. We're going to hang together against these corrupt people in Washington, the feral government. It's gone wild. It's no longer domesticated. It's no longer tame. Doesn't follow any rules. We're going to hang together against these people or we will hang separately. They're far worse, far more dangerous than the British government that our forefathers overthrew and set up these protections to make sure that they didn't happen again. And now we foolishly don't understand why those prohibitions are in place. When Barack Obama was running, and Barack Obama knew better, yeah, he wasn't ignorant. He was deceptive. He was supposedly lecturing on the Constitution, telling people, well, you know, we have these things out here, we call them negative rights. Because they don't like them, so they give them a negative name. This is the mastery of the left, the terminology that they use. Negative rights. Those are things like the Bill of Rights. It says to the government, you can't do this, you can't do that, you can't do this, you can't do that. You are going to be limited to the things that we tell you that you can do. And if we don't tell you you can do it, you can't do it. That's what the Ninth and Tenth Amendment are saying. The whole first 10 amendments to the Constitution were to fix any possible defects or insinuations that they could make to expand their power. And say, you can't do all of these different things. And oh, by the way, just because we didn't expressly say that you can't do it, don't assume that you can do it. Because that's what the Ninth and Tenth Amendment were set up to do. And so Barack Obama and the left say, well, those are negative rights. Negative. We don't like that. Yeah, it protects you from the government doing things to you. Instead, they like to talk about positive rights. You have a right to health care. You have a right to being fed and clothed and educated and being given all this stuff. So the positive rights are the rights to free stuff. No, what they call negative rights, that's our liberty. That's our freedom. And you can't give away free stuff without taking everything from people in the first place, as Ford, I think, was the one who came up with that quote. The government that wants to give you everything first has to take everything from you. But they couch it in terms of negative and positive. Yeah, George Carlin would have a great time with that. The way they use language is better than the stuff about football and baseball. You know, baseball is played on a diamond. Football is played on a gridiron. Now, those are negative rights. We want to give you positive rights. We want to give you all these different things. Yeah, that's the way they get their clutches in you. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart, get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros and globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you. X2, we were selling it for about 3 years, and then they found out how big it was and how much we were buying. And they said, oh, we want more money, and oh, this and that. And so I've broken my contract. And right now we can't get more of this proprietary ingredient that goes in X2. It literally is so pure that if you put it in a peaker dish on top of a 90-degree hot plate, it gases.
like I Dream of Jeannie, and it's purple gas. I mean, that is so pure. It just goes right into your body when you take it. We're working on trying to get other suppliers right now, but I bought a huge amount of it, ordered it 6 months ago, so I get the price down. And I said, if you don't lower it, I'm done. I'm breaking the contract. Well, I broke the contract last week. And so this is potentially the last run. In fact, right now it is the last run of Survival Shield X2. And we've got a good supply of it. It'll be gone in a couple months. X2, if you haven't experienced it, InfoWarsStore.com. If you have experienced it, you know how great it is. I suggest you stock up on it. It's available right now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com is 25% off right now.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the info warriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the info war. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. And now, live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
You know, I always find it interesting when we hear that the government is here to protect us and to serve us. Here's a good example, and I've seen this reported in many different outlets. A Good Samaritan in North Carolina, as a hurricane comes through, rescuing cats and dogs, and then arrested by the government for doing so. She is the director of an animal rescue nonprofit. She was forced to turn over 27 dogs and cats last Monday. She was arrested and taken to the Wayne County Detention Center before she was released on a $10,000 unsecured bond. Authorities charged her with 12 misdemeanor counts of practicing and attempting veterinary medicine without a license. That's your government at work. You have a hurricane, and you got dogs and cats living together, as Bill Murray would say. It was raining cats and dogs. And she took them in and tried to save their lives, so they charged her practicing veterinarian medicine without a license. And one count of solicitation of a Schedule 4 controlled substance. Give me a break. This is the UN schedule number 4, by the way. You know, they created the 4 schedules and they put the different drugs in them. Of course, I don't know what a Schedule 4 controlled substance is. They aren't specific about this. But again, Schedule 1 are the most dangerous. These are supposedly drugs that don't have any medical use, you know, like marijuana. Well, the vast majority of Americans and Canadians and Israelis and most people throughout the world understand that that's a lie now. There are medical uses for marijuana. But it's still a class 1 drug. You've even got some conservative Republicans on Capitol Hill asking the DEA representatives, why is marijuana in here as a Schedule One drug? Well, they should be asking, why are we implementing a UN agenda? Because we're going to be implementing other UN agendas for smart cities and other things like that. And we better wake up to what the UN agenda really is about. It's really about setting up a technocratic tyranny of global control, and they will use any excuse to get it put in. Whether it's a war on drugs or the environment is in danger or whatever, they've always got an agenda for us to implement. And so here you have this situation, Schedule 4, probably a minor drug at the worst, and charging her with that and for practicing veterinarian medicine without a license. Well, gee, I'm sorry, I couldn't find the veterinarian. He was floating down the river at the time, along with these dogs and cats that I rescued. The FDA and the CDC have warned pet owners about bacteria and antibiotic resistance, reports Activist Post. They recently published FDA and CDC issues separate warnings for pet owners, including bacteria resistance. You know, we've seen a couple of reports about how we've had bacteria found in the saliva of dogs causing people to have flesh-eating bacteria. One woman died. Another man had to have his hands and legs amputated. Why is that happening? Well, they are getting this flea and tick medication is causing adverse reaction in dogs and cats, so they're warning them about that. They're saying it causes neurological damage. I mean, who would think? You know, you put poison on your pets. You know, there are organic alternatives to take care of your ticks and fleas. You don't have to put these dangerous pharmaceutical chemicals on them or on your hands when you're putting them on your dogs or when you're petting your dogs and cats. So you might want to think about that. They've also announced that the antibiotics that people are giving to their pets are causing the bacteria to become resistant to that. And then they also had this, which I thought was very interesting. It's not only just the antibiotics that are causing resistance with bacteria rising to dangerous levels, but it's also, as the research confirms, reports Activist Post, that bacteria exposed to cell phone and Wi-Fi radiation can become antibiotic resistant. Now, we have seen a lot of cancer clusters to people. It's been very well documented in a lot of different countries. There was a study in Poland that went over a 14-year period, involved active military. It was a massive database over a very long period of time showing an escalated increase in cancer and so forth. And that's why we have the Telecommunications Act of 1996. Whenever there is an economic interest that is not in the health interest of the people, and there's a lot of money involved, just like we saw 10 years earlier in 1986, the vaccine industry said, we've got so many people that are getting sick or dying out of the vaccine industry, and if you don't give us legal immunity, we're going to have to stop doing vaccines. Oh, don't worry, we'll give you legal immunity. We'll make it so people can't sue you. Well, they did the same thing 10 years later with the Telecommunications Act. They said, we are going to prohibit any local or state governments from having any concern over antenna placement, any health concerns. They can only object if they find it to be an eyesore, and that's a very subjective thing. We can talk about that. You think it's going to affect your property values? You think it's ugly? We can talk about that. You think it's going to give you and your kids cancer? Oh, we don't care. Don't care. Can't raise that issue. And if you challenge, if you are a local jurisdiction and you challenge one of these telecommunication companies over antenna placement, you say, you know, it might not be a good idea to put a cluster of antennas right next to an elementary school, because we've seen how that results in cancer clusters before. We've seen lawsuits that have been brought up for that. And, of course, they were shut down by the Telecommunications Act of 1996 because we don't care. We simply can't be bothered. And we can't be bothered to look at the health effects of 5G either. We're going to roll that out because we can't get those, let those Chinese get there first. We got a 5G gap that could happen if the Chinese get fast internet before we get fast internet. Why does the Pentagon and the federal government care how long it takes you to download a movie? They don't care. They care about whether or not they have enough bandwidth to follow and monitor your every movement. 5G is about surveillance. That's why the Chinese are so desperate to get it. That's why the American government is so desperate to get it. And they don't give a damn about your health or the health of your kids. Because you are their slaves. They just want to keep track of you. They want to keep inventory on you. And they don't care about your health issues. It's going to be a massive experiment. But we already know because we've already done a lot of experiments. They've done experiments on 5G. They know that it's qualitatively different and worse than the cell phone radiation, the Wi-Fi radiation that we've seen with other things. They just know that 5G is qualitatively different and more intense, and they don't care because they have to get in the control structures for the smart cities. They need it for the cars so they can control your movement. They've got to have it for their smart cars, and they've got to have it so they can monitor you everywhere. Now, the carrot that they're going to put out there, you can download those movies quicker. Yay. Great. Let's do that. As we look at the promise of keeping us safe that we see at the airports, and I was just talking about the guy who was put on a no-fly list and then pressured by the FBI to become an informant, or they keep him on that no-fly list. Kind of like what they did to Randy Weaver when they entrapped him and then said, you become an informant for us. He said, no, I'm not going to do it. So then they set up a bigger operation to surveil him than they did before they invaded Grenada, and they wound up shooting his wife in the head. Point blank range, a sniper. And we knew the guy's name, and he stayed in the FBI. He got a medal for it. So don't tell me that the FBI has suddenly turned bad. They've been bad for a long time, folks. But, you know, they did the same thing to an individual. But this is all about our safety, right? We have Sully Sullenberger. Remember him? Remember the miracle on the Hudson? Remember the guy when they had a failure and he was able to pull it out? Land that safely. And he's talking about what's going on in the airplanes right now, because this isn't about anymore. This is not about your comfort. It's not certainly not about your safety. And it says, as fees continue to rise, reports New York CBS, airplane seats are continuing to shrink. And he says, you know, this is creating a safety concern. Oh, everything is about safety. No, it's not about safety. They don't care if you can get out of your seat or if you can get into it. Some people said, you know, people are getting bigger, the seats are getting smaller, profits are getting larger. For some of you, they're slowing the planes down. It takes longer to get everywhere now, not just because of the insanity of the TSA, but because they're flying the planes slower, and they don't care. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Nutt.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate, leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies.
Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Segment before we get back into the news, little odds and ends here in the news that are still very important to your life. I want to tell you about some of the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have a special just for the listeners of this program. Those of you listening to Real News with David Knight, you can get 15% off of the large ProPure King water filtration system. That is the large gravity feed water filtration system. You can save 15% off. That's a big savings. Just use the code REALNEWS at checkout to get that 15% off of the ProPure King water filtration system. Again, you want to be proactive in making sure that your water is clean. You never know when there's going to be a spill, some kind of a contamination that gets through, or if you're not on city water, there might be farmers in the area that are using glyphosate. There might be a business that closed down, maybe some chemicals, dry cleaning chemicals or something, leach into the groundwater. And we've seen over and over again that even though the government knows about it, they don't notify anybody about that for years, 6 years, in the particular case of the dry cleaning chemicals. Those can be filtered out. You can proactively filter this out for yourself, for your family. Or look at Flint, Michigan, where neglect there that was known about for quite some time allowed lead to damage the brains of children before anybody realized what was going on. So you have to be proactive. You don't want to find out as your family members are getting liver or pancreatic cancer that it's because of some chemical that leached into your groundwater, or if your kids are brain damaged. So you want to be proactive on that. And we know that they're putting in fluoride into the water, and we know what that does. We've had the Harvard studies showing what the IQ drops are, drop in IQ for children exposed to high levels of fluoride. How do you control something if you just dump this medication into the water? You don't have any control over the dosage. So be proactive, save 15%, use the code REALNEWS, and you can get the ProPure King water filtration system at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have a couple of new specials, Brain Force Plus and Secret 12, our vitamin B12 formula, 40% off. We're on our last run of Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. You can still pick it up for 25% off. Take a look at the specials at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do need and appreciate your support. Your support of a free press and the support of your freedom of speech. As we're going to break, I was talking about the situation of the shrinking airline seats. You know, I had some friends, engineers, when I was working as an engineer, went to the Aerospace Museum in Washington, and they were looking at the history of flight, and I thought they had a really interesting observation about that. They said, really, kind of the history of flight has been the history of development of engines. Well, that was true in the 20th century. I would say that the history of travel, air travel, in the 21st century has been the development of tyranny. Tyranny over our lives and government control in the wake of 9/11 at the beginning of the 21st century. Because we're not getting faster planes. Our planes are flying slower so that they can save fuel. So it takes about 20% slower. In most cases, they did a study on it. Forget the exact metrics. I'm going by memory. But it was about 20% more time they're taking to go places because they're flying the older planes slower in order to save fuel. You know, just like you going out and driving 45 miles an hour on the interstate. they don't really care. They'll take care of that with air traffic control. So we used to have faster planes all the time. Now we got slower planes. We used to have more comfortable planes. Now we got smaller seats. We used to be constantly designing and making the planes better. Now they're just getting older. And there's real concerns about whether or not they're maintaining them because they're trying to cut costs there as well. We used to, and this was really what air travel was when I was growing up, the latter half of the 20th century. It was all about this unprecedented freedom that we had to travel anywhere we wanted to go. And now we have unprecedented control being exercised over our travel. And it's beginning at the airports and this kind of tyranny that doesn't stop with the TSA. It goes to the power-hungry little flight attendants and other people who will boss you around on the airplanes. And the teeny tiny seats. Sully Sullenberger talking about airlines continue to make seats smaller to increase revenue despite safety concerns. They don't care about your safety. They don't care about your comfort. They don't care about getting you there quickly. They care about controlling and harassing you. This has become a power trip, not a recreational or business trip. It is a power trip for the government and for these corporations. That's why I hate to fly. I hate to fly. I will drive 2 days to go somewhere before I will fly. This last conference where I went up to Branson, Missouri, that's why I took the extra days off. It's like, I'm not flying. If I got to fly, I'm not going to do it. and it isn't because I'm afraid to fly. I despise flying. So they require realistic demonstrations, says Sully Sullenberger, not just simulations to prove that planes can be evacuated quickly. They don't believe it. Like I said, people are getting bigger, so they're making the seats smaller, says one aviation attorney and pilot. He said, it sounds like a recipe for a dangerous situation. Another person said, it's difficult for me to get in and out of the seat because there's hardly any room. Another person says, I've had to have knee replacements. I can't bend my knee to get in and out of the seat. So they don't care. It's not about anything that you think this is about. Just like the schools are not about educating your kids. The schools are about controlling your kids. It's about indoctrinating them. It's about conditioning them to live in an authoritarian society. They don't care about freeing these kids up by giving them the tools of learning, educating them so that they can read, so that they can think critically, so they can do math. They don't want that. They want to indoctrinate them with white privilege and all this other kind of stuff. Socialism. Speaking of which, they're about to have elections in Bavaria, a very conservative area. So the left there is getting desperate. They look like they're going to get a shellacking in this next election. Oh, I know they're going to get a shellacking in this next election. They're not just conservative economically. It isn't. That's not the only objection they have to the socialists. They don't like anything about them. And this is why I thought it was interesting earlier. That's why we talked to Leo Zagami. The idea that these leftist papers, especially in Germany, who love this Pope because he's anything but traditional Christian. He doesn't have any of the traditional concerns about Christianity. He's not talking to anybody about anything, not even any of the social issues that used to be dear to the heart of the Catholic Church, marriage, abortion, and so forth. No, he didn't care about any of that stuff. He cares about what they care about. He cares about open borders. He cares about opposing capitalism. He cares about world government. That's the kind of stuff that Pope is telling him. So when they come out and call him cold and Machiavellian, that's a pretty big deal. Because they'd had enough of it when they saw the way that he acted about the pedophile scandal. But you still got the left out there trying to use the beard of Jesus to get elected. You've got this leftist party. They put up signs and translated. They say, more sharing, more peace, more brotherly love. Jesus would have voted for us. No, he wouldn't. No, he wouldn't. You know, and the story that Der Spiegel put out, they put a picture of the Pope up and they said, thou shalt not lie. Well, I would put a picture up of the socialists and I would say, thou shalt not steal. The whole idea behind stealing kind of goes by the wayside when you got socialism, because socialism is nothing but theft. It's based on the idea of theft. And of course, the socialists despise Christians. Socialists and communists, they got to get rid of them. As Francis Schaeffer said, they cannot tolerate Christianity because we have real absolute, and they only have arbitrary absolute. And I would add, because these tyrants are jealous gods. They, you shall have no god before President Xi, or any of these other people, before Mao, or before Stalin, or before Hitler. They are the one and only god that shall be worshipped. And of course, it was Christianity, a revival in Christianity, was responsible for the overthrow of the Soviet Union and freeing up Poland and so forth. I mean, you know, Soviet Union is gone, folks. Newsflash, you won't know this if you listen to the CNN, but there has been a religious revival in Russia. And it coincides with the communists getting the boot. But then we have Ocasio-Cortez. We don't have enough time to play this little clip for you. But this is, I saw an article, one person said that, has she gone past her 15 minutes of fame? Perhaps. She's playing to very small audiences now. And as much as they would like to portray her as a winner, she has lost and lost and lost and lost again. And the establishment Democrat Party doesn't like her because they know that she's going to damage their brand. You know, to come out and tell people what you're really up to, that's not really a good thing. I got to give her credit. She's at least been honest about the fact that they want to steal all your money. But she doesn't have a clue about how any of this stuff works. So it's going to be kind of interesting. And this is one I'm going to grab the popcorn. I am going to sit through this entire debate. She has agreed to debate her Republican opponent, who is an economics professor. Now, I want to see that debate. I bet you do, too. And believe me, when it happens, we will be playing the excerpt from that. That should be something to see. That's it for our broadcast today. Thank you for joining us.
X2. We were selling it for about 3 years, and then they found out how big it was and how much we were buying. And they said, oh, we want more money, and oh, this and that. And so I've broken my contract. And right now we can't get more of this proprietary ingredient that goes in X2. It literally is so pure that if you put it in a peaker dish on top of a 90-degree hot plate, it gases like I Dream of Jeannie, and it's just purple gas. I mean, that is so pure, it just goes right into your body when you take it. We're working on trying to get other suppliers right now, but I bought a huge amount of it, ordered it 6 months ago, so I get the price down. And I said, if you don't lower it, I'm done. I'm breaking the contract. Well, I broke the contract last week. And so this is potentially the last run. In fact, right now it is the last run of Survival Shield X2. And we got a good supply of it. It'll be gone in a couple months. X2, if you haven't experienced it, InfoWarsStore.com. If you have experienced it, you know how great it is. I suggest you stock up on it. It's available right now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com. It's 25% off right now.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.